ticket for an aeroplane.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
All the days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Tom, did you request this fair song?
Because I did not. It's just a great
nicely.
Song.
Did yes, you see it coming?
Well, I did not.
Evan, you are prescient in that. Rudy Giuliani is supposed to give some sworn testimony down in Georgia, Fulton County, right?
Yes.
Heard the little sound. Trump was looking for 11,780 votes, and apparently Lindsey Graham was assisting, and a few others, maybe, you know, Rudy Giuliani involved. And the district attorney of Fulton County wants the testimony. And Rudy apparently has got a note from his doctor saying, sorry, I can't get on an airplane. Rudy's not currently able to fly. So the prosecutors came up with a very kind counteroffer. Dom, leave the driving to us. We'll get you a ticket on Greyhound. A little bit from the Raw story. I think we both enjoyed this headline. Georgia prosecutors offered Rudy Giuliani a bus ticket after he claimed he could not comply with the subpoena because his doctor would not let him fly. Very convenient. The former New York mayor was scheduled to appear on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, Dom, before a special grand jury that's investigating whether the former president, that's Trump, illegally interfered in Georgia's 2020 presidential. He did. Giuliani's attorney, Robert Costello, said the judge had excused his client from testimony on Tuesday. According to court documents, Giuliani provided prosecutors with evidence that his doctor had ordered him not to fly. But the Fulton County Deputy District Attorney, Will Wooten, called Giuliani's bluff. We do not consent to the change of date. We expect to see your client before the grand jury on August 9, 2022, here in Atlanta. We will provide alternative transportation, including bus or train, if your client maintains that he is unable to fly. Oh, man, you know, I traveled literally across the country on a Greyhound. I went once from North Carolina to Georgia. That was an excruciating, like, felt like a day.
Yeah.
But I also took a Greyhound from North Carolina all the way to Wisconsin.
Oof.
That literally took greater than 24 hours. Because they stop at every small town along the way, right?
Yep.
Pick up every vagrant, every bum, every whatever. And, you know, crudies.
And crudies. Gotta get the crudies.
I got to tell you, that's not my preferred mode of transportation. Although, you know, at 12, a couple of guys in the back did offer me some free drinks.
Wrapping up the Raw story, according to Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney will hear arguments Tuesday on Giuliani's motion to delay his appearance. I wonder if he's going to come down with a quick case of the COVID. Oh, sorry, can't do it. Mom died. I got COVID.
Got to wash his hair. wash the hair dye out of his hair.
Got to wash the dye out of his temples.
844-967-2789. One other notable point of the Trump rally. No, we yes. normally keep it moving forward, Dom, but looking back just for a moment. The invocation, you talk about the separation of the powers. How about the separation of church and state?
One of my favorites.
The invocation at the Trump rally. Now, the prayer was given by a corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, Michael Gableman. And this guy's supposed to be the special prosecutor. In fact, he's the guy that came up with the bright idea and strongly suggested we should consider decertifying the 2020 election and the results, you know, that favored Joe Biden, because that's who the people voted for, but not the way Gableman sees it. Now, in private correspondence, Gableman said, well, of course, that would be unprecedented, and you really can't do that. It'd be impossible, but that's not what he's telling the public. So he showed up at the Trump rally, and Donald Trump was in town to support Tim Michaels. But talking about no shade, he was also there to cast shade on Rebecca Clayfish. That's why he came to her backyard, and he didn't exclude Robin Voss.
Oh, no.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, he was targeted because, you know, he hasn't done his part, and decertified the 2020 election. But what did Voss do? Well, Voss, of course, tried to satisfy the former president, went down to Alabama under pressure, got on a private plane, went to a Trump rally, which, as we know, Dom, can be an excruciating experience.
Indeed.
And Voss came back and appointed this corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman special sauce prosecutor, right? So Gableman's at the rally where Trump is really crapping on Robin Voss's political opponent. And then he topped himself today. As of today, the guy who said this investigation is not about politics whatsoever, although he showed up at a Trump rally, declared the election rigged on like the day after the election, and subsequently has done this ridiculous investigation at taxpayer expense. But do we have the robocall? Let's play it quick before we go to break. Evan, if you would, here is corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman on behalf of Robin Voss's opponent, Adam Steed.
Hi, I'm former State Supreme Court Justice Mike Gableman asking you to join President Trump and me in supporting Adam Steed for state representative. You know, Robin Voss never wanted a real investigation into the 2020 election
in
Wisconsin.
That's why he hired you.
And everything right. that my office and I have been able to do to expose all the corruption that took place has been in spite of Robin and not because of him.
What corruption?
Please join President Trump and me, Mike Gableman, in supporting Adam Steed for state representative. This has been authorized and paid for by friends of Adam Steed.
Dominic, I'd like to throw my considerable heft and endorsement behind Adam Steed as well.
You and Mike, the Mikes.
And Trump,
the don't vaunted Trump. Mike's endorsement.
Well, I prefer Crudy, and I prefer corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Gableman when describing Mike.
How long do you think Gableman stays on the payroll after tomorrow's election?
I know I like to make some big predictions, but my prediction is that by like midday Wednesday, Voss comes out and does a public emasculation of former corrupted Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. I think he's going to chop his you-know-whats off.
The GOP's in disarray!
More devil's advocates.
It's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
Get in the car.
Everybody's doing it.